Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters.
For this week's Health Matters Report, we are sitting down with Dr. Ann Laura Cook. Dr. Cook is the College of Community Health Sciences' newest faculty member as an assistant professor in the Department of Family, Internal, and Rural Medicine. Dr. Cook is also caring for patients at University Medical Center in Northport as an internal medicine physician in which the college operates. Thanks so much for joining us today, Dr. Cook.
Thank you very much.
Well, we're talking extreme heat today. It's hot in Alabama all summer. In fact, we've had a few days where we've had some triple-digit weather. When should we be concerned about being out in all this heat?
You know, the greatest concern here in Alabama is a combination of factors. It's not only the heat in the air, but also the humidity. One of our body's best ways of getting rid of excess heat is through evaporation of sweat. And when the air itself is very moist, like 70% humidity is not unheard of here during the summertime, it can be hard for your body to release that excess heat through sweat. So that's really the greatest concern, is the combination of just the air temperature and the humidity.
Are some people more at risk for heat-related illnesses?
Indeed, there are some people who are more at risk. As we age, our cardiovascular system is not as able to get rid of excess heat through beating of the heart and pumping of blood flow throughout the body. So age is definitely a factor. In addition to that, people who have excess weight, who are obese, they have less body surface area in comparison to their body mass to be able to release that extra heat through the evaporation of sweat on the surface of the skin. There are also certain medications that people take that can put you at higher risk of heat-related illness. Certainly a lot of blood pressure medications can actually cause issues with heat-related illness, as well as stimulant medications, ADHD medications as an example, and anticholinergic medications, some of which are used for people who have dementia or other psychiatric issues.
And just talk a little bit about how can we protect ourselves in this heat. We have to be out in it. How can we protect ourselves?
Well, the best thing to do is to prepare. And there are several ways that you can do that. First and foremost is to stay well hydrated. I think everybody has heard that. And certainly drinking plenty of water in particular, or sports-related hydration drinks before going outside is a big thing that you can do. Also, think about the time of day that you're going to be doing activities. Certainly, if it's going to be very hot and you're aware of this, think about maybe moving your activities to the early morning hours, or in the late afternoon or evening hours, cutting your grass at dusk, for example. Those are some things you can do. Additionally, think about what you're wearing. Certainly, you want to have as much of your skin exposed to the air so that you can sweat appropriately. Protect yourself with sunscreen, of course, if you're going to be in the sun. But make sure that you're not wearing a lot of heavy clothing. You know, an example that comes up when football teams are doing two-a-days in the summertime, they often do that without all of their pads on or without helmets. And that's so that the body can release that excess heat during the day.
And how do we know if someone is suffering from a heat-related illness? What are some of the signs that we need to be on the lookout for?
Well, obviously, people will start complaining of feeling very, very hot. They may start to get cramps. That's kind of one of the first things that you see. Being just exhausted, unable to continue whatever the activity is. If you start seeing those signs, you certainly need to stop your activities immediately, move to a cool location, try to drink some water, get air flowing over the surface of your skin, maybe even put ice on your skin to help bring down your temperature. Some of the more severe symptoms that you may experience, people can become nauseated. If you start getting sick to your stomach, and especially if you start getting confused or lethargic, that can be a sign of heat stroke, which is a medical emergency. And in that case, someone needs to be immediately taken to a cool location, start cooling them, and call EMS, because that can lead to some permanent brain damage and potentially death if it's not dealt with in an immediate sense.
Anything else we need to keep in mind as we battle through this hot summer months here in Alabama?
Well, we all know when you're born and raised here that you can endure it. You do acclimatize. And that is just what I would encourage people to think about. If you do know that you're going to have to do some activities in the outdoors during the summer heat, don't go from being inside all day, all the time, to then spending hours and hours outside. Do take about 10 days to 2 weeks to gradually build up your tolerance to the heat. And of course, always taking rest breaks and continuing to drink to your level of thirst while you're doing activities outside.
All right, thanks so much for joining us, Dr. Cook, for this week's Health Matters Report.
Thank you so much.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit cchs.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center, with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, Fayette, and Carrollton. Thanks for listening.